I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming right up, but first I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. It's October baseball, so we'll be talking Royals and Orioles, Giants and Cardinals. Is there a happier city than St. Louis right now? Also, we'll learn all about the NBA's new TV deal, which means big bucks for the league and all but guarantees the players will opt out of their current labor contract in 2017. Are you ready for another lockout? Bill will speak with Daniel Rodriguez, a decorated Army veteran who, after serving tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, walked on to the Clemson football team. And Bill will also have the story of Chris Herron, a former second-round NBA draft pick who lost pretty much everything to addiction. He now counsels kids on how to avoid the mistakes he made. It was in the pursuit of that story that Bill recently had lunch with a basketball player who's never lost his touch.
The younger man wasn't younger by much. 70, the older man had said regarding himself, or maybe he had said almost 70. The younger man wasn't sure because the waitress had been talking at the same time, asking them what they wanted. The older man looked up and said, "Souvlaki and the Greek salad." The waitress wrote down the order. She could not have known the older man had been a terrific college basketball player, because he had been a terrific college basketball player about 25 years before she was born. She could not have known that in his 40s, the older man was still beating excellent high school players at horse. The young men and women walking past the window on Thayer Street couldn't have known that either. "I've been coming here for 25 years, and I always have the same thing," the older man was saying. "Okay," the younger man said, "the same for me, the souvlaki, but without the salad." Before the waitress had arrived, the older man had been talking about a pickup basketball game that had been going on several times a week for even longer than he'd been ordering the souvlaki and the Greek salad. He'd only stopped playing a few years earlier. "I could still shoot," he'd been saying. It was a story the younger man had heard often enough so that he knew he wouldn't have to ask the older man why he had stopped playing, because the older man was going to tell him. "One day I was being guarded by this skinny kid. He was running all over the place like crazy, had all this energy to spare, firing around on those skinny legs, and finally I said to him, 'How old are you?' And he said, 'I'm 14. 14, the younger man said. The older man nodded. "That's when I stopped." By then they'd both finished lunch. The older man hadn't touched his Greek salad. "I don't like salad," he said. "I never eat it." "But you always order it?" "It comes with a souvlaki," the older man said, "and it's good for me." "Maybe if you'd eaten it sometimes, you'd have been able to get around that 14-year-old, the younger man said. "No," the older man said. "Even with a salad, I wouldn't have been able to do that."
You can find the text and audio from this commentary at our website, onlyagame.org. And as always, find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.